Dahlquist, just wanted to follow up with you today. Consistent, profitable trader. Want to talk about a little bit of what's going on. Two different things that I wanted to share with you. One of the things that Tony Robbins has said in the past is this. He said something to the effect of, you can't have one thing that really motivates you. There's not just one thing that changes everything. And he is absolutely right. I'm not out here to say, oh, wow, he's right, or to get any accolades or anything from him. That's not what it's about. What it is about is there isn't one thing, there isn't one saying that I can just put up. How do I know that? I've been looking for that one saying for like 4 or 5 years. You know, that one little thing. Wouldn't it be great if there was a way to have one little saying that we could put up on our shelf, or we could put on our desk, or we could have it as a reminder, as our background on our computer. That one thing that it says can just totally change my state. It can totally put me into the place that I'm totally motivated and I remember everything I'm doing and the reasons why. Well, I've not found that. And so that's what I wanted to share today. That first thing is I have stopped looking for that because I know there's not just one thing, and I'm spending all of my time, my effort, and my energy looking for that. And that means all I do is keep running into a brick wall. There's nothing for me to do. I can't go around it. I can't go through it. I can't go over it. I can't go under it because there isn't anything that gives me the answer to allow myself to do that. That allowed me to discover the second thing, and that was I really realized, and I've alluded to this before, that I think I have a lower self and a higher self. And that lower self is that voice in my head that guides me. I think that's that part of me that's the fight or flight response. But that part of me that seems to be directing me is not the thing that's making the difference in my life. In fact, if I go back and I look at my results, I really can't because I haven't been measuring them, because that lower self, that voice in my head, or whatever we want to say or what we want to call that, that's been running my quote life, hasn't been giving me very good results. And by not measuring it, it thinks that I'm going to just bypass that. So that is the other part. So what I've really come to the realization of today is I can continue to live at that lower self. I can listen to that voice in my head, whether I'm trading, whether I'm trying to exercise, whether I'm trying to eat right, whether it be in my relationships, whatever it may be, I'm trying to get that away. I need to move to that higher self, the one that's more motivated, that has a purpose, that has a reason, that has goals, that is measuring what they're doing and where they're going to. So starting today, and already today, I've started to do that measurement tool and continue to move forward. That is the way I believe that I break through that wall, that I go through that wall that gets me over to that other side, is not listening. So what do I have to do? Well, one of those things is when that voice tries to get in my head, I'm going to just say, thank you for sharing. That's one thing that T. Harv Eker in his series on that voice inside of our head says to get rid of it. And that's what I do. And I really have to realize that I have to be taking my thoughts captive and making sure that I'm understanding and knowing what I'm thinking and why. So we're going to see what results we continue to receive from that, but I appreciate you stopping by today. I'm Scott for the Consistent Profitable Trader. We'll talk to you soon.